and welcome to the She Heroes Chatcast. Today we are talking to She Hero and author Anna Caltimiano about her last two books, being a young author and the books that inspired her. Thanks for joining us and let's get started.
Welcome to the She Heroes Podcast. We want to empower young girls of all backgrounds to dream big, explore their interests, and passionately pursue non-traditional careers. On the She Heroes Podcast, we hope to help girls imagine their own potential by sharing the stories of exceptional, successful women role models across all fields, like Sally Ride. We believe if you can't see it, you can't be it. Welcome to the She Heroes Podcast.
Hi, welcome to the She Heroes Podcast. Today, our guest is author Anna Caltimiano. I hope I pronounced that right that time.
That was perfect.
Thank you so much, Anna, for coming on today. I hope you're having a wonderful summer.
I am, and thank you for having me. This is so much fun for me.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's see. First, tell us a little bit about yourself. And you have, in the two books that you have out currently, All That Is Red and the more recent one, The Seventh Miss Hatfield, correct?
Yep. So I started writing novels when I was about 14. It was the summer between 8th and 9th grade. I just started writing a short story as a bet with my dad. I told him, I'm an only child, and he always signs me up for summer, and I used to dread summer because of that. Tennis camp, soccer camp, reading camp, you name it, I've probably done it. And my bet with my dad was, I've always wanted to write a novel, I'm going to do it this summer, please don't sign me up for summer camp. And like any reasonable parent, of course, he goes, yeah, right. But I ended up writing it, and I just wrote All That Is Red on my dining room table, half on a laptop, mostly on an iPad. And after that, I just kind of kept going, and The Seventh Miss Hatfield was the next thing I wrote.
Oh, that is amazing. So what was the time span between the two, and how long did it take you to write each one?
So the seventh, or All That Is Red took me a month to do the first draft, and it was a month during the summer. That's practically all I did, and then it took around a year to edit. And, of course, it was really nice to finish up a novel, feel very accomplished and proud, and that lasted 3 days before I started writing again. I kind of caught the bug and couldn't stop. And The Seventh Miss Hatfield took around a year to write the first draft, and then it was a few months of editing, and then after that, the Seventh Miss Hatfield kind of became a trilogy, and I didn't want to let go of my characters, so I started writing a sequel, and that also took a year, and right now I'm writing the third one.
Oh, fabulous. So that kind of leads me to my next question, which is, so leading up to this summer where you wrote this for the first book, All That Is Red, had you always wanted to be a writer? Was there a specific moment where you kind of went, this is what I want to do with my life? Or did that moment come a little bit later after you started writing?
I definitely always loved to read. I loved the stories, especially when I was really little. They were always about princesses or fairies, sometimes mermaids, just occasionally. And I loved the idea that I could pick a book up and all of a sudden I was in a different world, regardless of whether I was in my room or just outside on a park. It was always this kind of magical thing. So I think that it was a natural progression to start writing my own stories, but they were always very short, a few pages, crayon stick figure drawings accompanying them. I would staple them and pass them out to my mother and my father. And I think that those short stories just got longer.
So that totally makes perfect sense, progressing from being a big reader to being a writer. Who were some of the female authors that you think inspired you in some of the books that you remember reading or even continue to inspire you today?
I remember the first truly shocking book that I read. It was I think it's by Francesca Lisa Block, and it was called I Was a Teenage Fairy. And I remember being, I was probably around 11, and I picked up the book in the library because it had the word fairy in it, and I was very excited. But it was completely more than just a little girl with wings. It was actually a metaphor for a young adult, a young girl's kind of painful encounter, her first encounter, realizing that the adult world isn't all that's cracked up to be, and that the adult world was kind of using her for its own ends. And it was the first kind of, it was a startling book for me to read when I was 11, and it was the first book where I saw that you could use writing, you could use a novel as a vehicle to explore difficult emotions that you can't really talk about as easily. Other authors I still love Anne Rinaldi. Just fun historical fiction with all these strong female protagonists that were fun, that were a lot like me, that I wanted to be like. And I remember having a blast reading.
That's a perfect segue into my next question, which is, and you had mentioned earlier too that you were not ready to let go of the characters you created in the Seventh Miss Hatfield. So who were some of the female literary characters who inspired you, kind of characters that really drove you, inspired you, and got you really excited about reading?
Oh, that's really hard. I think even now when I pick up a book, I find bits and parts of the protagonist of secondary characters that I admire, that I think of might be like me. And they're always kind of little nuggets of each character. It doesn't tend to be just one character. But I'm looking at my bookshelf right now, and everyone from like Bridget Jones from Bridget Jones' Diary to Kathy in Wuthering Heights, to just all these different characters, I think they all have little things in them that you go, oh, that looks familiar. I think that's familiar because I have a little bit of that stubbornness, or I have that strange drive, the same thing. And also you look at other things and go, oh, I wish I had that. I wish I was best friends with that character.
Oh, those are perfect. And those are examples that I actually have sitting on my bookshelf too. So I definitely can relate
yeah.
to that answer. and in the last 10 years, I think strong female authors and characters have really jumped light years ahead of where they were 10 years and more, especially with the Hunger Games, Divergent series, all of those have gone from successful books to successful movies. How do you think kind of in the last 10 years that increased popularity of female-centered stories has impacted you, and how do you think it's helping you not just as inspiration to write, but in the business of being a writer and getting work published and, that kind of thing? Do you think it's kind of opened the door a little bit more for younger female authors like yourself?
I think it definitely does, and I think it also fundamentally changes the way that young women think about themselves. And speaking from personal experience, I think when I pick up a book and all of a sudden it's not the norm anymore for a female to be somehow constrained by society, that it is now the new normal that she can push past all that. If she's Katniss in the Hunger Games, she can fight against her own society, fight for what's right, fight for her own goals, her own morals. And now that that's the new normal, I think as a young woman, I feel like I can do that too, in my own way, in my own world. And I feel like it's okay to be confident. It's okay to have a voice, to use my voice. And it's okay to dream big dreams, because now everything's possible.
Oh, I love that answer. That's exactly, I couldn't agree more, definitely. So here's another aspect, kind of not just in the creative writing process, but kind of in the business of being a writer. Social media obviously now is a much it's an entirely new animal for writers. So how has social media, if at all, how has it kind of played a part in your writing process and in the creative process and in the process of publishing and promoting your work? Kind of, have you utilized social media? Has it helped, and kind of how has it helped you in, just like I said, the entire process from the creative process to the publishing and promoting process?
I love the instantaneous aspect of it. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, more recently on Instagram, but especially on Twitter, each tweet has a timestamp on it that can be down to 1 second ago someone said something. And it's so interesting to see tweets by people who are reading my book right now and going, oh, wow, people are reading it, and this is what they're thinking about it as they're reading about it. It's just a very cool factor that I get to see pictures of my books on other people's bookshelves in their own homes. I can see what they think about my characters, both the good and bad. And then on my side, it's interesting for me to reach out to people and say, oh, like, so glad that you're enjoying it so far. You know, what did you think about this scene? Or, oh, like, that's great that you thought about this in this way. I actually didn't intend to write it that way, but that's so cool that you saw that. And it's so interesting to have that feedback.
Definitely. Do you see that social media playing that role in a writer's career? Do you think that's changing, just changing being a writer, changing the process, kind of, so to speak, for writers moving forward?
I think it definitely is. When you have that feedback just right in front of you, whether you think you're really listening to it or not, it's going to affect your writing. Whether it's a book that you just wrote and people saying, oh, I love the romance aspect, you know, I wish there was more scenes of that. And the next time you start writing, you start to think of that and going, oh, you know, people really enjoyed that one scene, and this is probably why. Let me try tweaking the scene that I'm writing to see if people would like it. Or, oh, you know, people really love this character, and maybe this is why. Let me try introducing that to my writing right now. So I think it really does shape your current writing when you have that instantaneous feedback. I know other authors are also taking social media and really asking their audiences directly of, oh, you know, I'm struggling between these two names for this one character. Why don't you vote and I'll listen to you and put in your recommendation for this novel? And that's such a fun way to not have that boundary between authors and readers, to know that you're kind of going into the story together.
Definitely, especially since I think the relationship between a reader and a writer is so much more personal than, say, someone creating a movie or a TV show. You know, it feels like reading a book is so much more personal. So I personally, as a reader, love that as well and love to see authors doing that. let's see. My next question is, you were talking about things that you having been writing short stories and things for a very long time since you were young. Do you remember the very first story, or what is the very first story you remember writing? Do you remember kind of the details, or at least the gist of the story?
Yeah, I think it's pretty embarrassing, but the first story I remember writing, I might have written stories before this, but the first story I remember writing was, I think it was called The Hungry King. And it was about this king who had a genie. And I don't remember all the details, but there was a line in there, something about how the king was so mad that he wanted to eat his entire kingdom. And I don't know how that was possible. But and I think the genie recommended the king to go on a diet. I think that was the ending. But it was the strangest short story. Of course, accompanied by lots of marker drawings. And I have no clue what the inspiration for that was, but that's the first one I remember writing.
Well, it sounds like it could be turned into something at some point if you ever want to revisit that story. Well, that brings me to my next question, which is, what advice do you have for young girls who are interested in writing or who are big readers and kind of thinking about writing or trying to do it and want to make a serious go of it? What advice do you have, especially advice that you yourself might have liked to have heard a few years back when you first started sitting down to write?
I think the big thing is to set aside time every day. It can be 30 minutes. It can be 15 minutes just to sit down, do nothing else, open a notebook, take out a sheet of paper, and just write. And it never has to be good writing. It just has to be words written down. I think I always waited for some sort of inspiration to come or some sort of like parting of the clouds and light coming through. And it still hasn't happened yet. So I'm not sure it'll ever happen. I think you really have to make yourself write. And once you get going, things will start to come. But you have to sit down and crack open that notebook first.
Oh, that's perfect advice. I think I've heard a few authors make similar statements. So I think that's important advice for young writers looking to make their way for sure. So what are you working on now? I know you had mentioned when we first got on the line here that you were continuing on the series. So can you give us a little taste of what you're working on? Tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you.
Definitely. So The Seventh Miss Hatfield, it's been out in the UK for around a year, and it comes out in the US next month. So I'm really excited about that. In the meantime, I was working on the sequel to The Seventh Miss Hatfield, which comes out in the UK the next month, and it comes out in the US a year after. So it's a little complicated, but I'm currently writing the third book and of the Seventh Miss Hatfield trilogy, and it's a little bit heartbreaking because I know it'll be the last, and it's kind of my last time spending time with these characters. But it's a lot of relationship building, really figuring out how these characters tick, because I've spent years and years with these same cast of characters. It's new time periods. It's really going back to the beginning, the source. It's just a lot of fun.
Well, that it sounds like an amazing series, and I cannot wait to get my hands on the first one myself and read it. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show. And we're definitely going to include links. Can you pre-order the book on Amazon?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we'll definitely include links here in the podcast. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. And I look forward to seeing the whole series progress and look forward to seeing everything else you have coming out in the future.
Well, thank you for having me. I mean, this was so much fun for me. I loved looking at the She Heroes website and seeing all these other wonderful women talking about finding your voice and really using your confidence. I feel like that's really a big lesson that I learned for myself, into kind of helping me become a woman I want to be. I'm still in the process of doing that.
Well, I don't think that process ever completely ends. But I love you. You seem like a perfect example of what being a young Shihiro is. So hopefully you'll be inspiring some young writers here with this podcast to move forward and accomplish their dreams as well.
Well, thank you so much for this.
Thank you. Have a wonderful afternoon and rest of your summer.
Oh, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the She Heroes podcast. Please join us again, and don't forget to visit us on the web at www.sheheroes.org. See you next time.